Joining us today is Mr. Ryan Androzov. Those that remember from last summer during the leadership race, he called in occasionally to talk about the goings-on of one of the lone liberals in the great West, going about working for one of the what ended up being one of the candidates didn't make it quite all the way to the convention, but nonetheless a good experience. And Ryan has since, and Ryan is of course also a friend of the show. He's been on a number of times, but he's since opted to enter the fray himself and has tossed his name into the hat for the as yet to be called Saskatchewan provincial election, and is seeking a seat in Saskatoon Northwest. And he's joining us on the phone today. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Not too bad. So, Ryan, tell us a little bit about... I think Saskatchewan politics is easily forgotten here. We hear a lot about Alberta. We hear a lot about Newfoundland, but not so much about what people are actually thinking about and actually vote about in that Prairie province.
Sure. You know, I mean, I think there's been, in terms of a national issue, there certainly has been a little bit of press in the last couple months on the equalization front. Saskatchewan has been very much in the same category as Newfoundland has, where the Harper Conservatives made a promise to Saskatchewan to be able to exclude or to exclude natural resource revenue in there to give us a boost as we're going through the next number of years, and went back on that promise. So there certainly has been a bit of a push on that front. But the general dynamics that are happening in Saskatchewan right now, it's quite an interesting time. Saskatchewan is on the cusp and really starting to enjoy a major economic boom. Part of the reason is Saskatchewan has natural resources second to none. You know, whereas the Alberta economy has been quite or almost entirely dependent upon oil and natural gas, Saskatchewan both has the second largest deposits in Canada of both of those substances, but also have potash, has uranium. They're finding diamonds up north. Have a pretty healthy forestry sector. So there's really just an abundance of natural resources out in Saskatchewan and an increasingly innovatively based economy driven by some of the research that we see happening on some of the university campuses and a much more affordable place to live compared to our neighbor in Alberta. So there's really an economic renaissance happening right now in Saskatchewan and a lot of optimism in the air. Which is good, but I think one of the major challenges that we're facing right now as a province is how we're going to manage that growth. You know, it's quite interesting. 10 years ago, a lot of people of my generation went to school and then headed off to Alberta to get jobs. Now we're seeing them actually come back because they're finding that Alberta didn't have a plan to manage its growth, didn't have an idea on how to ensure we maintain a status as a livable place to be, and so you're having a major infrastructure crunch in Calgary, in places like Fort McMurray and Grand Prairie, and they're simply becoming too expensive, too congested, and lacking the services that people want. So I'm seeing a lot of people now who are starting to have families and are actually making the decision to move back to Saskatchewan because they still view it, and it still is, a place where they can live and be able to raise a family and work and do it in a cost-effective manner of the quality of life they want. So our challenge is really going to be, over the next little while, to put in place the policies and the plans so we can manage our growth in a smart way and avoid some of the pitfalls that Alberta seems to have fallen into.
But at the same time, I know when we were talking about setting this up last night, this interview, that you said that there's pressure for housing prices and rental prices. So even though it's more affordable, there still is that sort of pressure right away that you need to figure things out for.
Oh, for sure. The crunch is already starting to come on. We're seeing this in the last year. You know, it's incredible. In Saskatoon, my hometown, in the last year, housing prices have doubled. I mean, they have literally doubled. Went from $151,000 average housing price to $250,000 as of last year. We had, in the course of 1 month, from March to April, housing prices went up by 20 grand on average. So it's just, it's incredible what's happening on that, and we're seeing rents as well for renters going through the roof. Actually, one of the plans that we're putting forward from the Liberal Party in Saskatchewan, which I think is one of the more innovative solutions to actually address the housing crisis issue is, on the short term, we've got a plan to fund education differently. Actually, Saskatchewan, of any province in the country, funds the largest proportion of its education system through property taxes as opposed to coming out of general revenues. So we are going to take some of our surplus revenues, our GDP growth, devote that towards education and eliminate the education property tax people pay on their homes. For renters, we're going to give them a direct rebate equivalent to their property tax. And this is going to mean a $1,500 a year saving on average for homeowners and essentially a month's free rent per year for renters. So that's the short-term fix. The long-term fix is we're coming forward with an idea to do some smart infrastructure funding, and particularly in our two major urban centers, be able to work on making incentives and making investments into density development downtown so that we can actually see more units being available, be them condos, be them rental units, and be able to build a much more livable cities and have vibrant downtowns where we actually have people and services and make walkable, livable cities in those areas.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit specifically about parties. Now, the government of Saskatchewan is obviously the NDP under Lauren Calvert, and prior to that, Roy Romanow, and the NDP's been in power for the better part, or for a little more than a decade. The opposition is the Saskatchewan Party, who is generally center-right and was formed in response, in the vacuum of the collapse of the Conservative Party there. But the Liberal Party doesn't have any seats, and so I'm curious to hear. And obviously, you are a member and are carrying the banner of that third party. But what the challenges that you face in convincing people that you're a valid alternative to the other two parties that are sort of fighting it out, as you both sort of struggle to get attention, but also to prove that you are electable.
You know, Mike, there's actually been a lot of positive response to our leader, David Karwacki, to his ideas have been put forward. What happened last time was, and we heard this time and time again, that people wanted to vote Liberal. They went to the ballot box wanting to vote Liberal. And in the end, they ended up voting NDP to try stop the SAS party, which they were scared of, being in forming government. Or they voted SAS party because they were scared of the NDP getting back into power. I mean, the last election in 2003, 4 years ago, became a very nasty, a very divisive, and a very fear-based campaign, where it was essentially finger-pointing and the NDP and the SAS party, frankly, playing fear tactics against each other to polarize the electorate. So when we get into an election like that, it certainly does make it difficult for a party that does not have a seat in the legislature right now to make that breakthrough. That being said, I think 4 years later, the dynamics are quite different. I think the Liberal Party has continued to build its credibility as being the party of ideas in Saskatchewan. And we see the other two parties who are merely in a game of being able to try hang on to a couple seats or gain a couple seats as they try to acquire power, really lacking any kind of direction, any kind of agenda or any kind of purpose in a serious way. The fear campaign is starting again. The NDP has tried to pull that rabbit out of the hat again. The latest has been they are launching a campaign accusing the SAS party of being a wolf in sheep's clothing with a poorly photoshopped image to make their point. But, you know, this time I think people are seeing through this. They certainly want change, and after almost 17 years of NDP government in Saskatchewan, the mood for change is incredible. I mean, the NDP is way down in the polls, and there is certainly no sign they're going to recover. On the flip side, though, people aren't overly enthusiastic about the SAS party. They are not voting Saskatchewan party because they think they have the answer. They are voting Saskatchewan party because they want change. You know, the NDP is accusing the Saskatchewan party of having a hidden agenda. I think that gives them too much credit that we actually are seeing that they have an agenda, because we've certainly seen no sign of that. So the argument, and I think the pitch that we're making to voters, is that change is coming, but for us to be 58-0 SAS party isn't going to be good for the province either. And so along with that change, we need to make sure that we get a handful of liberals elected to the legislature as well, who can actually be an effective opposition and ensure that whoever is the next governor of Saskatchewan is going to be held accountable and is going to be working in the interest of the people of the province, not the people who run their own parties.
Ryan, we're going to just take a break for one sec. Can you stay on the line? And we'll be right back in just one second.
You bet.
And we're back. We're speaking with Ryan Androzoff on the phone. He is running for the Saskatchewan Liberal Party in the yet-to-be-declared Saskatchewan provincial election. One of the interesting things, I think there's sort of two questions. You were just speaking about sort of the need for a third voice, which people seem to be looking for, or you get the sense that people are looking for, but are worried about that voice costing them sort of their larger goal. Do you think that one of the things we saw in the last election, federally anyway, was the sort of, I think, reasonably successful claim for positioning of the NDP in that sort of same role, where they weren't totally comfortable with the Conservatives and they were sort of tired of the Liberals. And so I think you saw a lot of the center-left votes slide towards the NDP, which, of course, produced 30 seats for them and, I suppose, in turn helped produce a Conservative minority government. Do you see your party's sort of next step as becoming that sort of balance of power holder in the Saskatchewan legislature?
I think there are certainly some similarities that you can put towards the position the federal NDP was in last time. A little bit of it is different, though, because I don't think I've ever been a big fan of the left-right scale in politics, but if we're going to use that, I don't think it is just the center-left vote that we have the opportunity to attract to come over to the Liberals. I think it's also some what you would call center-right voters who may be parking their vote with the Saskatchewan Party, but are certainly, and I'm hearing on the doorstep, increasingly disillusioned because they're viewing the SAS Party as being void of any ideas or any kind of agenda. So we really have an opportunity to get people from all sides of the spectrum who are just interested in a party that has a plan for the future and interested in having governments accountable on that side. So yes, I think there really is an opportunity here, an opportunity there hasn't been certainly in a generation for us to make a serious breakthrough in Saskatchewan. This is one of those times, I think, in politics where there is a big change, where there's a regeneration of our political landscape. And when that happens, that allows new voices to actually be able to step forward and be part of the mix.
But I think on to the minority thing as well, that I think certainly if you had produced seats in the last election, one of the outcomes would have been a minority government. And what happened in the election before that is exactly that happened. And we saw sort of the reasonably rare occurrence in Canada of a coalition government, which, from what I understand, sort of was unpopular within the party and ended up just becoming the two or three Liberals just became NDP members. But do you think that there's some role in a coalition? Whether it be sort of as convenient or sort of official until things fall apart. But it seems to work in other sort of legislatures in other parts of the world.
To be honest, the issue of the coalition government that happened in 99 certainly was quite controversial in Saskatchewan. And our leader, David Karwacki, has been clear since he took over as leader, which happened after the coalition agreement in 99, that if he were in a similar situation, there would certainly be no coalition deals with whoever the governing party would happen to be. And I agree with that, and I actually think that is smart from a strategic standpoint, because if you're going to leverage your ability in a minority parliament to be able to make an impact and make a difference, by not signing a coalition deal, you have the opportunity then to, on an issue-by-issue basis, hold the government to account and try to help push them in the direction of having an agenda for the people of Saskatchewan. We've seen that actually, I think, to some degree on the federal side, where there hasn't been any kind of a formal coalition, but various parties, given the multi-nature party of the or makeup of the federal legislature, the federal parliament, we've seen it in a little bit of a different way, where different parties at different times have worked with the federal conservatives to be able to make some initiatives rise to the top of the agenda. But I think in that way we can probably see the same thing happen in Saskatchewan if we were in a minority situation.
And so is the best outcome, I think, for the power for the Liberal Party would be a minority government with, you know, you guys holding the balance of power. But is the best outcome for the people of Saskatchewan a minority government where you have a little less stability, but a little more sort of given, or theoretically anyway, give and take as to what's going to happen?
I certainly think there are some benefits to that. I mean, there's benefits and downsides to anything. So I think the people of Saskatchewan, in their wisdom, will pick the legislature that best reflects what they want to see for the future.
All right, Ryan. Well, if people wanted to find out more about you, how would they do so?
You can come visit me online on the website at www.ryanandrosoff, that's ANDROSOFF.ca, or they can visit the Saskatchewan Liberal Party website at www.saskliberal.ca.
And Ryan Androsoff is seeking, as he just said, a seat in the Saskatchewan legislature in the as-yet-to-be-declared election. I'm sure we'll be hearing from him as these things get called and are made official and we have dates. But thank you so much for joining us today, Ryan.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be back on the Tuesday Morning Special Blend.
And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just 1 second.